The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Coach. Good to see you, man. Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go to the second half of our Hoops doubleheader this evening as we're in the Meadowlark League. Tonight, Atchison playing host to Highland Park. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering and working hard at the Care Radio Sports Studios. I think I saw him beating the company cat. Do you let the cat out at night, Joseph, or does the cat stay in? I've never known, but you take care of all that hard stuff. Tom Counts with you here. I just do the fun things. And speaking of fun things, we've got a great fun game coming up here. With that in mind, let me introduce the starters as a PA guy, introduces them to the crowd. First of all, for the Highland Park Scots, head coach Michael Williams is starting Trey Richardson and Catralius Aldridge, Jameer King Cannon, Quinton Adams, and Ja'Cory Robinson. For Atchison, the Phoenix and head coach Pat Battle, his assistants, Christian Arnold and Mark May. They're going to be starting Zamar Hernandez with Rafe Bowen, Jeter Purdy, Jesse Greenlee, and Jace Richards. Nice ceremony between games as the representatives from the Shrine Bowl made the official invitation for Jesse Greenlee to play in the upcoming Shrine Bowl game. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Shrine Bowl, getting a great young student athlete in that game. Hey, we're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Officials got guys come to the center circle. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and it'll be controlled down by Highland Park. Quinton Adams is going to control it down, and we're underway. Just a quick start to the ball game. Around to the right side with it is going to come Quinton Adams. They'll feed it off on top. 15-foot follow-away shot. Hits the back lip of the rim, and it's no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Rafe Bowen. And Atchison, against the full court pressure, will take the ball across the timeline, feed it in the middle. The give-and-go left side. The dish back over to the right. Atchison moving the ball briskly. Rafe will have it up on top, and where are we at with defense here? It's going to be a little player defense. Up on top is going to be Zamar with the basketball. Back over to the left side to Rafe. Kicks it over to the wing to Jesse. Jesse looking in. Threads a needle with the pass to Bowen again on the right side. And the cross-court pass this time is going to be stolen. On the other end of the driving layup is up and good. Catralius Aldridge for two. So Aldridge makes it 2-0. And we are a minute into the game. Atchison still has not gotten a shot away. Here comes Bowen. He'll change that, and the underhanded shot is in. So the bucket is going to be up and good by Rafe Bowen, and it is a 2-2 ball game. The feed underneath, and the layup on the other end is going to be good by Ja'Cory Robinson. And it's 4-2. Highland Park. 6:40 to go. Opening quarter, early in this game. Out on top is going to be Zamar, left side, Rape Hill Square. It's three, no good. Rebound tipped out, followed up, and knocking it down, Jeter for two. Tied again now at four. How about that? A minute and a half in, these two teams just trading punches. The pass comes out on top, and that was really well saved from being an over-and-back violation. What a great job. Top side by Quinton Adams. Adams will dump it over to the right side. Trey Richardson back out of the top. The kick into the middle. The 16-footer. In and out. No. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Jeter. Coming up with the basketball. Here comes Atchison High School. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Little seesaw. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Jacoby. Lays it up and in. Two more. Jacoby Robinson has four. Phoenix Trail 6-4. Samar, top side with it. Hernandez slides over to the right, gets it there to Bowen. Reaching all the way out of high. Highland Park, cross-court pass is going to be slapped away by reaching out. I mean, Highland Park is long on the defense. They're not settling in. They're not boxing out. They're not staying within kind of a reasonable parameter from the top of the key or inside the arc. They are following the ball wherever the ball takes them. So they will stretch this all the way to midcourt if that's what happens. Here's Greenlee with the inbound pass. Kicks it back over to Bowen. Braves start to drive in. Keeps the dribble alive. Backs it away. Kicks it over to Hernandez. Skip pass left. Purdy goes 14. In and out. No. Tipped around. Out of bounds. And it is going to be off Highland Park. Atchison basketball coming into their offensive end with the Phoenix trailing at 6-4. 5:13 to play. First quarter. Hernandez will bring it in. Dumps it over to the right side. That's Chase Richards with the basketball. Chase, only a sophomore. Big guy in the middle. He'll swing around to the right side and launch it back up on top. Jeter was thinking about going three, but then does not. Now, the follow-away shot for Jeter won't happen. And a rebound cleared down by Catralius Aldridge. From the baseline right. Here's a three from deep in the edge. Jameer King Cannon. That pushes it down to a 9-4 lead. Chase Richards has the inbound pass. It's going to be slapped out of his hands, knocked out of bounds by Aldridge. Atchison will have it in near midcourt. 4:34 to go on a rapidly moving opening quarter of boys high school basketball. Atchison will have it in play from just in the forecourt on the far side. Bowen will look to bring it in. He'll go to Zamar in the backcourt. Atchison will reset his offense. Zamar will be picked up across the timeline by Aldridge. Swings it over to the left side to Jeter. Jeter looking squarely into the eyes of Jacoby Robinson. A couple of very tall players in the middle, those two. Here's Jeter with the back on the right side. Remember, no shot clock here in the high school game, so no hurry. And now, as Jeter has the ball knocked away from him, he tries and scrambles, tries to get it back. And in the process, we're going to get a foul called. And they're going to call it on Jacoby Robinson. I really thought perhaps it was going to be on Jeter, but it'll be Jacoby Robinson's first foul and the first foul by either team in the game coming here at 4:12 to play in the opening quarter. Catches it with the basketball, treading it by five at 9-4. Back over to the left side is going to be Ray Bowen, holding it high above his head. Now swings it over to the left side, takes it down to the baseline. The three-point shot, knocking it in, Hernandez. It is 9-7, and Atchison is back within a pair. Inside four to go in the first quarter. Top side, here's a long three. Air ball short, rebounding it down, AHS. Jeter Purdy comes down with the ball and will bring it up the floor. Goes right side, Bowen, feeds underneath. Jace, head fake, shoots, and missed it. Rebound back to Highland Park. Here come the Scots with 3.5 to go in the first with a 2-point lead. They'll dish it over to the left side, playing off the screen. 3-point shot, no good, and Purdy with another board. This time, Atchison will walk it very patiently into the forecourt. They're down two at 3:15 to go first quarter. AHS right side. Neither team has made a substitution so far in this game. Here's Greenlee looking for his first point. That shot rejected, and they're going to call him an offensive foul. He went into the lane, drove into the lane. The defender from the side came across behind him and swatched the ball away. But the action really occurred, and the foul really occurred in front of him as the defender had planted himself, had drawn the foul, and that's going to be foul number one on Jesse. So team fouls are even at one apiece. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. Atchison still has not made a substitution in the game, but Highland Park has. They're going to bring in a couple of new players with both Mikey Williams Jr. and also Jemon Wilson in the game. Highland Park will feed into the lane. Little one-handed shot missing. The offensive board and the putback. Jacoby Robinson now has 6 of his team's 11. Atchison is down 11-7, but 2:22 to go in the first. For the Phoenix and Coach Battle, a couple of guys at the scorer's table. And we're going to have another foul by Atchison. It's going to be on Jace Richards. So coming into the game for the Phoenix, we are going to get Christopher Kritz. And also coming in is going to be Simon Rowley, a freshman. Two minutes to go in the third. Here's a three-point shot up an air ball wide to the right side for Highland Park. Atchison will come up with a rebound, and the ball is going to be stripped away. And Brendan Martin has also come to the game. It's taken away from him, but it'll go out of bounds off the Scots. Minute 57 to go in the opening quarter. 11-7 is still the Highland Park lead. The ball going to be put in play by Zamar right in front of the Scots bench. He'll go into the backcourt. Jeter Purdy will handle it there. Gets it back to Hernandez. Atchison widening the floor out again. Zamar just barely in the forecourt. Both wings are all the way out within a half step of the sideline. Biggs are down way out in the corners. Now here's a three-point shot. Set sail very wide to the left side by Simon Rowley. Here comes Highland Park. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Catrelius Aldridge kicks it off on top. Here's a set shot. Three from the top. No good. Zamar clears it away. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix with a basketball, 75 seconds to go in the first, down 4. Kritz with the basketball, skip pass over to the left side. Martin looks in, goes to Zamar. From underneath, misses the layup. He had a great look at the rim and couldn't get it to fall. Back the other way, Hyde Park, the running 16-footer is short. And Zamar coming down with a rebound off the miss by Catrelius Aldridge. 45 seconds left, opening quarter. This game is a much more high-motor game than we had seen earlier tonight. Here's a long three for Jeter. Won't go down. And a rebound, Aldridge. Baseball pass, other end. The shot goes up, and we're going to have an Atchison foul call. Going up with a shot was Trey Richardson. And the foul, I suspect, is going to be on Zamar. It will be his first. Phoenix, team foul 3. Highland Park coming to the free throw line. This will be our first free throw shot tonight. Trey Richardson up there for it. Looks and shoots and cannot get it to fall. He's got one more coming up. Back into the game, Jamar Pincannon. Also coming into the game for Highland Park for the first time tonight is going to be Amari Taylor. Second free throw. No good. And Atchison still within 4. They've got the ball 20 seconds left in the first. Skip pass left side. That was a beautiful pass by Greenlee. And the up and in underneath for Atchison. Give that bucket to Martin. 12 seconds left in the first. Highland Park with the ball and a 2-point lead. They'll come back off on top. Straight away for 3 and throwing it down is King Cannon, his second 3 of the game. And that will bring us to the end of the opening quarter. It has been some up and down, have fun basketball here in Atchison. We'll be back to bring you the second. Your score after one. Highland Park 14, Atchison 9.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey there, good to have you back with us on CARE Radio. That is K-A-I-R-F in Horton Atchison, but you probably knew that already. 14-9 is the Highland Park lead, pacing away for the Scots tonight with a half a dozen points apiece of both Jacoby Robinson and Jameer King Cannon. For Atchison, it is very balanced scoring. Zamar Hernandez with three. Two apiece, Brendan Martin, Jeter Purdy, Rafe Bowen. Here we go into the second quarter. And it would appear that Atchison and Coach Pat Battle have brought their original starting five into the game. And similarly, so has Highland Park got their starting five out there. Ball out on top is going to be Jace Richards down the feet in the middle. No good. Jace rebounds, follows it up, and knocks it in. Jace Richards is on the board tonight. This will be his first 2 points. 14-11. Atchison back on defense. Highland Park leads by three. Here in the second quarter, very early on, cutting into the lane, changing hands. Shot is up, blocked off the backboard by Jace Richards. Zamar will get the ball, gets it away to Rafe. Atchison has numbers. Rafe will drive in behind the back shot. No, tipped up by Jace, up and in. Jace Richards with four, all of them here in the second quarter. It is a one-point game, 14-13. Highland Park by one. Down at 6:50 to go, opening half. Top side is going to be King Cannon. Kicks it over to Catrillius Aldridge. He'll slide to the right side. Back out to the free throw line. Great defense by Hernandez, even though he's given up a bit of height. Down the feed it to the baseline left. Crossover pass, out on top. Fadeaway three, in and out. No good. Atchison rebounding it away, and another board for Jace. Richards coming up with the basketball, and again, into the forecourt with it, Zamar Hernandez. Here's Jeter Purdy. He'll play off the screen by Greenlee. A couple of guys who've been on a field or court a lot of times over their high school careers. 6 minutes to go in the half. Atchison with the basketball, trailing by one. Ray Bowen skips it over to the left side and looking to get it in the middle to Jesse, reaching around him, committing the foul. His second of the game, or his first of the game, is going to be Trey Richardson. Richardson, personal foul number one. Highland Park team foul two. And team fouls have been pretty much at a minimum in this game. That is two for Highland Park, three for Atchison. And before the ball gets put in play, we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break with the Scots. What do you say at 5:53 to go in the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas? Highland Park, 14, Atchison, 13.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Highland Park holding on to the single-digit lead as Atchison has outscored them in the first minute 7. They get 2 minutes 7 of the second quarter. They've outscored 4-0. Both buckets belonging to Jace Richards. He is now Atchison's leading scorer with 4 points. It'll be Atchison basketball coming into their offensive baseline. Zamar will inbound it, and he is working down there now in front of Amari Taylor. AHS topside with it, and they're going to run the offense. Now the ball's going to be stepped in front of it, stolen away. Coming down the court. Step, step, shot, no. Block, blocked again. On the floor with it, it's going to be stolen away by Jeter. Dipper right side rape. A lob to Jeter for the dunk. No, and a foul as Jeter goes hard to the floor. Gets back to his feet. He's okay. That was a spectacular sequence down the floor as Atchison went the length of the court. Never had to dribble the ball. And then the lob from Bowen to Purdy for the slam. But a defender got in there and said, I'll have none of that. It's going to be the first foul of the ball game by Amari Taylor. Coming to the line for Atchison. Looking at it. First tie and then give him a lead. It's going to be Jeter Purdy. First free throw, not going to happen. Still looking for the tie. Jeter will look it over, take his time, knock it in. We are even at 14, and Atchison has outscored Highland Park 5-0. In the first 2.5 minutes, now the second quarter. Scott's with the basketball up top side where Ja'Cory Robinson dumps it over to the right. The shot is up off the window and no good. We're going to have another foul, this one against the Phoenix. Wait for our official to come over to the scorer's table, letting us know it's going to be foul number one tonight. Or excuse me, foul number two. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Jace Richards. And the left-handed free throw is halfway down and then bounces back out, no good. So Jace out of the ball game for Atchison. Second free throw is perfect. And Quentin Adams getting his first point of the game has put Highland Park back in front by one at 15-14, 5:20 to go in the first half. Checking into the game for Atchison, replacing Jace Richards, is going to be Eric Smith III. So Eric is in there. Atchison with the basketball, trailing by one. We're at the 5-minute mark of the first half. The ball is going to be knocked away from Eric. But in the process of reaching in, Catralius Aldridge will have his first foul. So team fouls once again, even at 4 each on Atchison and Highland Park. It'll be Rafe Bowen inbounding between the Highland Park bench and the scorer's table. He'll go for a three and throw it down. Rafe Bowen with 5. It's 17-15, and Atchison will have its first lead of the game up by a pair. Both teams staying with their player defense. The teams are playing it. A little different kind of ball. Now Atchison reaches in, steals it away. Coming up with it off the floor. Here comes Purdy. Left side to the go to Bowen, and Atchison is back on offense. Purdy with it up top side, thinking about kicking it over to the right where Zamar had it. And now it's going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and Atchison will turn it over. We're getting a timeout here. Or are we just getting a substitution? We're getting a substitution as starting point guard Trey Richardson comes back into the game. Ja'Cory Robinson comes out, and Highland Park will be smaller now with 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the half. For the first time tonight, Highland Park trailing down 17-15. Top side with it. Richardson goes to the right, kicks it out. Here's a three, halfway down again, and no good. Rebound Atchison. Hernandez coming down with the basketball will get into the forecourt quickly. Pass Aldridge goes into the middle of the lane where the shot's rejected. Taken down by Richardson. Coast to coast. Windmill layup under and in. Trey Richardson with 2. And it's even at 17. At 3:48 to go in the first half. It's a 17-17 ball game. Phoenix back up the floor then here at home in front of what's become a really, really big crowd. Little fadeaway shot, 14 foot on the left side. It's no good. And looking for the board, we're going to get an offensive foul underneath. It's going to be on Jesse. Greenlee will be assessed his second foul of the game. Atchison team foul 5. Again, Highland Park has committed 4. That's just how even this game has been. 4 team fouls, 5 team fouls. Score is 17-17. First time tonight, Samar Hernandez is going to be able to come out of the game. They're going to take him out and give him an opportunity to catch a little breath. Simon Rowley will be in for Atchison. There's another freshman. A lot of young players out there for Coach Battle. In the lane, falling away from 13. Rims out, no good. Atchison boards it down. Eric Smith will clear it away to Bowen. Left side, Jeter. Feeds off in the middle. The dish to the baseline and a collision underneath and bodies on the floor. Let's see where this foul is going to be placed. This is going to be a blocking foul on Highland Park. And let's see who they're going to give that one to as Atchison brings the ball in. We're going to get another quick foul. Fisher's going to walk over here, and this one is going to be on Highland Park. That first foul is on Adrian Drew Gregory, and that last one is on Corey McNair. Atchison puts it up for 3, and it won't go down. Rebound, down the court, baseball pass, shot is up, and in. Behind the hand, the shot is up, and good plus 1. Spectacular trip down the floor for the senior, Adrian Drew Gregory. The foul is going to be on Jeter. It'll be Purdy's first foul of the ball game. Atchison out, treading it by a pair. 19-17, the free throw. Still coming up. Purdy will come out of the game, and Brendan Martin is back in for Atchison High School. 3:07 to go in the opening half. It has been up and down, but not really high scoring. Kind of oddly, as much as these teams are running and as fast and paced as tempo has been in this game, yet not that many points. The upcourt pass, and it's going to be stolen away by Highland Park. It is 20-17. 3 minutes to play during the first half. Highland Park has a 3-point lead, and they're back in control of the basketball. King Cannon has it, goes to the right side, just above the block, twisting, turning, spinning, and as Atchison goes up for the block, we're going to get a foul called on, I believe it's going to be on Simon Rowley. No, it's going to be on Eric Smith. It's going to be 23, not 24. I thought it was going to be on Simon, but Eric will have his first foul, and the free throw is in. Kobe Robinson, 7 points in the game. He is his team's leading scorer, putting the Scots ahead by 4, 21-17. He'll put up his second one, looking at it off the back of the rim. Rebounding it down as Atchison. Brendan Martin sweeps it away. 21-17. And Atchison coming up the floor, nearly throws it away. That was saved very nicely by Smith. Now he's trapped in the corner, needs some help, and we're going to get an Atchison timeout. Smith was in jeopardy down there. Coach Battle leaping to his assistant, takes a break. Let's do it, Joseph. 2.5 to go in the half. Great game here in Atchison, where it is Highland Park 21, Phoenix 17.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Minutes and 34 seconds to play in the first half of the guys' game. 21-17. These two teams have been playing very, very close. In fact, the largest lead of the game was held by Highland Park at the end of the opening quarter, where they were 14-9, up by 5, and yet Atchison battles right back, took a 17-15 lead. It was their largest and only lead of the game. Now on a 6-0 run, Highland is back up. 21-17 is, it'll be Atchison ball put in play from the foot of the Scotty bench. Rafe will bring it in. A little skip pass is handled there by Brendan Martin, and Atchison back out on top. Atchison has brought Zamar Hernandez back in. He'll run the clip at the one. You've got Rafe at the shooting guard. Back in is Jesse, and he's going to be at the three. He'll take that pass, go up with a shot. He gets knocked to the floor. No foul called. Baseball passes to the other end of the floor. Driving in. 8-footer is up and good. Trey Richardson knocks it down, getting his fourth point of the ball game, making it 23-17. Atchison down 5 for the second time tonight. Or excuse me, down 6 for the first time tonight. Here's a feed underneath, and the shot rolls around and around and falls in. Simon Rowley getting his first point. 23-19. Here's a 2 from deep to the right side. Trey Richardson. Well, Atchison, I do not think, I don't know this, but what I do not think Atchison wants to do is get into some kind of a track meet here tonight. And now the ball is going to be stolen, thrown away. The feed on the 2-on-1 break is down and up, and 2 more for Trey Richardson. Now 27-19. Atchison down 8 points. And we're a minute 15 left in the half. Underneath, Jesse charged. You bet he did. Jesse Greeley very frustrated. His defender had gotten between him and the rim. Jesse was looking to get the ball, looking toward the outside. The defender planted himself right in right between Jesse and the rim, right close to him. And so the minute Jesse got the pass, turned and went to shoot, that shoulder went directly into the midsection of the defender, who flopped back, drew the offensive foul, and Jesse will be out of the game with his third foul now. Greenlee on the bench with 3, and we've got a minute 5 to go in the half. The momentum on the side of Highland Park, who's pushed to a 27-19 lead. It is their largest advantage of the game. And with a minute to go now, they're going to slow it up and just hold it up topside. We'll see if they've got the patience to play this kind of a game. This is a hard game to play. Quentin Adams hands it over to Williams. Mikey Williams Jr. Now to Trey Richardson. Richardson, a senior on this team, provides leadership, provides a lot of offense. And now he's willing to stand there. Literally, the ball on his hip, just standing up topside. He'll go left. Here's a 3 up and no good. And a foul on the rebound. It will put Highland Park at the free throw line. I hesitated because I was uncertain as to which way that foul was going to be called, but it'll be whistled against Brendan Martin, his first foul. However, for Atchison, being team foul 9, you're going to get Trey Richardson coming to the line 1+. Holding up for just a moment as Martin comes out of the game for Atchison, and Smith will come back in. Officials getting everybody set. And again, it is a 1-1 here for Trey Richardson, who, even though he is his team's leading scorer, he's 0-for-2 at the free throw line. Back in the opening quarter, missed a pair, but he'll hit that one and earn the bonus, and has now pushed his team to a 9-point lead at 28-19. 31 seconds to go. You can hear the Highland fans that were on the side where I'm sitting in the background. It is now 29-19 as Atchison is down by 10. And Trey Richardson has scored 10 in the second quarter. For the Phoenix, maybe the final possession of the first half as a spinning shot is up and good. Eric Smith getting his first points of the game. 29-21. We're down to 11. Here come the Scots spinning into the lane. The shot, no. Rebound tipped out on the floor. It's out of bounds. Which way does it go? Officials are going to look at one another. Nobody making an indication. So the official at the baseline will say that with 2.1 seconds to go in the half, it'll belong to Highland Park from beneath their goal. Plenty of time to get a shot away. It comes into the baseline left. The rainbow 3 hits at the buzzer. It's a foul plus one. This could be a four-point shot with zeros on the clock. Fish is going to walk over, and they're going to confer two of them at center circle to make sure that foul happened and the shot is successful. Count the bucket for three. The foul is going to be on Zamar. It'll be his second. So at the line, Catralius Aldridge with a chance at a four-point play with no time on the clock, and he'll get it. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half of the men's game for you. But as we go to the break, it is Highland Park 33, Atchison 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Halftime in Atchison finds the visitors from Topeka, Highland Park in front of the Phoenix, 33-21. And quick recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the Scots, double-digit scoring for Trey Richardson, who scored all of them in the second quarter where he got 10. Seven in the ballgame for Jacoby Robinson, half a dozen apiece for Catralius Aldridge and Jamar Kincannon. Three in the game for Adrian Drew Gregory. Got to get that all right. One for Quinton Adams. Four, Atchison. Pacing away, Rafe Bowen with five. Okay, very even scoring for Atchison. Chase Richards has four. Three for Jamar Hernandez, and two each, Simon Rowley, Brendan Martin, and Eric Smith III. Fouls, no problem for Highland Park. They've got one foul each on like a half a dozen guys, so no one in any foul trouble for Atchison. Three fouls for Jesse Greenlee, two apiece for Jamar Hernandez and Jace Richards. Opening game tonight, the girls' game. It went the way of Highland Park. Scott's looking for a sweeper tonight. They Phoenix are going to hope to have something to say about that. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, intermission in Atchison with your halftime score. Atchison High, trailing Highland Park 33-21. Kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. I'm excited to hear this halftime.
Once wrote about investing, and investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow afternoon starting at 2 p.m. with the women's game as the Ravens are playing host to Grandview. Join us at 4 p.m. for the men's game. Tuesday night, we've got high school basketball action as we've got ACCHS versus JCN. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine College Ravens basketball as they close out their home stand with a 5:30 scheduled tip with the women's game versus Evangel. And then at 7:30, the men will take on Evangel. Coming up on Thursday night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Cares Country Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Taking a look at the scores in the girls' games. In the finals, we've got Oskaloosa falling to ACCHS with a final score of ACCHS Tigers 54, Oskaloosa Lady Bears 27. Blue Valley topped Wetmore 68-6. It was Hanover over Frankfort 50-31. In the Sabetha-Holton game, Holton snuck off with a win at 45 points to Sabetha's 42. Royal Valley beat Hiawatha 61-30. Jackson Heights topped McLeod 76-41. In the Donovan West Washington County game, it was Donovan West 63 to Washington County 32. And in the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Topeka Highland Park girls at 56 points, Atchison High at 40. I'll be back in just a moment with the boys' scores for games in action right now.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Taking a look at the boys' games, we've got some halftime scores for you. It is Sabetha leading Horton 35-17. In the Royal Valley-Hiawatha game, Royal Valley was sitting at 30 points to Hiawatha boys 24. Donovan West was trailing Washington County by 2 points at 27-25. Frankfurt was leading Hanover 29-25. And in this game, we've got Topeka Highland Park at 33 points to Atchison High boys 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast tonight with lows around 28. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance of snow. Highs around 33. Cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 21. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 40s to the upper 40s. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the weather station up at the Boys and Girls Club on the campus in North Atchison. We're sitting at 36 degrees. Even money, the winds are out of the east, southeast at 3 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 70%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 29.17 inches of mercury. The dew point is 27 degrees, giving us a wind chill of 33 degrees. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net, providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine college sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium, where we're just getting underway with the second half. And as quickly as that, Highland Park puts the ball in play. Catrillius Aldridge puts it up and in. And Atchison in a little bit of trouble now, trailing by 14. It is 35-21. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering, doing news, weather, sports, and everything else down in the studio. Here's a nice turnaround shot in the middle by Jesse Greenlee, his first point of the game. So Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with the here court side. Here's an 18-foot shot up, no good, and the rebound is going to be swept away by Jace Richards, and now he's going to be knocked to the floor. Players rolling around. Are they going to get a jump ball? What are we going to get? Jump ball. And possession arrow is going to go to Atchison. Atchison going from left to right across your dial here in the second half. In the home whites with red and gold. The black uniforms with white and red for the Scots of Highland Park out of Topeka. We're a minute into the third quarter. Atchison will get into the forecourt. Here's Jesse from 12. There's two more. Jesse Greenlee, who did not score in the opening half, has come out and hit the first two buckets of the second half for Atchison, making it 35-25. Way out top side with it for Highland Park is going to be Quinton Adams. Head coach Michael Williams patrolling the sideline in front of his bench as the ball is now going to get away and get out of bounds. And we put in play right next to Coach Williams. Comes in play out on top, and here's Trey Richardson with it. Dishes it to the left side. Here's a high arcing three. Won't go in, and a very long rebound. Hauled back down again by the Scots, and we will have an Atchison foul call. This is a tough break foul here. It is going to be on Jace Richards, and it will be his third. So, from the Phoenix, both Jesse Greenlee and now Jace Richards with three personal fouls apiece. Atchison is going to go to the bench, and Jace reluctantly and disappointed looking comes out of the game. Checking back in for Atchison is Eric Smith, the third. Eric's had a good game so far this evening for Atchison, coming off the bench. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Atchison has shifted to a little zone defense now. And here's a shot from in the middle. It's going to be up and good. Aldridge That'll be his 10th point of the game. He would join Trey Richardson in double-digit scoring for Highland Park. 37-25. With 6:10 to go in the third. And now Atchison. Bowen will get it. Tries to dish it over to Eric. Can't get a handle on it. The shot on the other end is going to be up and good. And Highland Park putting on a little run here early in the second half as Jamar Kincannon will get a two. That is his first bucket that hasn't been a three in the game. 39-25. And again, a 14-point ball game. Atchison down the court. But before they'll get it in the, before they're running the offense, we're going to get a timeout with Coach Battle. Joseph, let's do it, man. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Moving pretty briskly here in Atchison, Kansas, where it is Highland Park 39, Atchison 25.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Coming out of the timeout, Atchison puts the ball in play. And across the timeline, it's Samar Hernandez. Samar standing both feet firmly in the center circle. Now his skip pass is going to be stolen away right off mid-dribble. Aldridge takes it down the floor, and then it is going to get away from him, go out of bounds, and a break for the Phoenix as they'll have the ball in from deep in the backcourt. Be the north end of the gym, right below all the state championships and grand state championship banners. 5:20 to go. The pass into the middle. They were looking for Jesse, but it's going to be slapped free, stolen away, taken it to the other end of the floor. The shot is up off the window, no good. Tip, no good. Follow shot blocked, and a foul on Atchison. You can see the Highland Park just hungry after the basketball. They are aggressive, getting upstairs, going after it. The foul by Atchison is going to be credited to Eric Smith, as he will have his second foul tonight and Atchison's second foul of the second half. Once again, Highland Park coming to the free throw line, and the first shot will not go in for Jamar Kincannon. Jameer has two threes, a two, and 8 points. Looking for his first successful free throw tonight, but he'll miss both of those efforts. And Atchison coming down with a rebound. Jeter Purdy comes up with it. Skip pass comes into the middle. Jeter will have it deep in the corner. Feeds underneath. The shot goes up. Blocked. Jesse shot blocked. The second shot followed up. Blocked by Smith. Going up with the shot. Both of those blocks belonging to Trey Richardson. I mean, he was underneath there. The first one went up by Jesse. He slaps it off the backboard. It comes out to around the free throw line. Taken there by Eric Smith. He goes up with it. That one was rejected by Richardson, who just went straight up and threw it out toward midcourt, and then it goes out of bounds. Atchison's going to have it back in play. Great defensive sequence. Now here's a feed underneath and gliding down the baseline. Smith will lay it up and in, and he's got four. 39-27, a 12-point lead for the Scots. Down at 4.5 to play third quarter. Atchison has shifted back to a player defense. That zone didn't stay in there very long. The feed over to the right side, knifing all the way to the baseline. The pass kicked back out on top. A little bit of a head fake and the three-point shot. Airborne, but too long. And the rebound stretched out for it, but off the fingertips of Trey Richardson. It'll be Atchison basketball coming into their backcourt. 39-27, Phoenix down a dozen. We're just a little over 4 minutes to play here in the third. Still plenty of time for Atchison. They're just going to have to begin to whittle away at that lead. If you're going to whittle away at a big lead, you want to start that thing a little early. You don't want to find yourself having to make some kind of a surge right at the end of the game. This way you can have some time to slowly make inroads. However, you're not going to do it this way. It's a bounce pass at the baseline, gets away and out of bounds, and Atchison will turn it over. So Atchison will give it back. Ray Bowen will check out for a little bit. And Simon Rowley back in for head coach Pat Battle in the Phoenix. over to the left side with it. Jamon Wilson. Here's a falling away shot. Up a bit for the long two. Catrelius Aldridge, and he has been impressive. 6 points in this quarter. 6 points at halftime, so he's at a dozen now. 15-footer Greenlee short. And a rebound pulled away again by Aldridge. Outlet pass way up the floor and down the right side. Richardson will take it, pulls up inside the arc, drains a two. Trey Richardson with a dozen points. So right now, the big battle seems to be whether Richardson or Aldridge is going to be the high scorer tonight, because now with this deal, Highland Park already with a big lead, lobs it across to give a go, back and forth, up and in again. You hear the oohs from the crowd. And a lot of those are the Phoenix crowd going, wow, what a play. And we've got a timeout taken by Atchison. Phoenix are going to have to try to come up with a solution. We'll see what they do. At 3:05 to go in the third, it is now Highland Park 45, Atchison 27.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years' experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
As we return here to the Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, the Phoenix found themselves in a bit of a jam. They were down a dozen at halftime and had been outscored in the first 5 minutes of the second half, 12-6. Trending here now 45-27. They've got the basketball, and coming out of the timeout, we'll see what they've elected to do. They're spreading the floor a little bit. Here's a drive to the baseline, and once again, athleticism by Highland Park. They get up, reject the shot down to the baseline. Atchison will be putting it in front of the, what I'm going to call the east door on the south side. Looking to bring it in is going to be Hernandez. Still looking, goes way out on top. Here's Purdy with the basketball. They'll kick it right side. Into the lane, Jesse. Back off on top, Smith. Eric gets it to Jeter. Purdy looking in. Needs a little screen or something. Doesn't get one. Now the give and go down to the baseline. Little reverse behind the head. Layup is up and nicely done. Credit for that one will go to Simon Rowley, and he'll have his fourth point of the ballgame at 2:20 to go. Here in the third quarter, it's 45-29. Skip past right, the feed off the block. Uncontested layup is easy for Jacoby Robinson, and he's at 9 points now. 47-29. Here's a three for Jeter. Blocked. Rebound underneath Jesse. Greenlee feeds it across. One-handed shot, no good, and we've got players tangled up out of the court. Officials jump in, do a nice job of getting everybody pulled apart. And we're at a minute 57 to go, and we'll see what the official is going to tell us. The foul is going to be on Jesse, I guess. We'll see what this is going to be as they get everybody back out on the floor. 1:57 to go. The foul is not going to be on Jesse. The foul is going to be on Highland Park and Aiden Drew Gregory. Atchison comes into the right side to Purdy. He'll look in underneath. Gets it again to Jesse, who gets pushed to the back. And we're going to have a foul called again on Highland Park. And again, it is going to be on Adrian Drew Gregory. So once more, Hernandez will put it in down to the baseline. Looking, skips it into the middle. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved nicely by Richards. Here's a three on its way. Purdy, no. Rebound tipped around, no. Rebound knocked free. Here comes Highland, racing down the court, crossing at the center, cross it over first left, then right, backing into the lane. Defense swarming. Atchison's going to knock it free. They're going to come back up the floor. The long pass over to the right side. Smith will take it across the timeline. Need some help. Long cross court pass. Look out. It's showtime. The slam. The dunk down by Jacoby Robinson, and he's got 11. And we're at a minute 18 to go. Atchison drives baseline. Going in and up is going to be Jermar Hernandez with a minute 9 to go. Highland Park out front. The drive left, the fading away shot, partially deflected, and it'll be lost, knocked out of bounds, and they'll say off a Highland player. So Highland Park will have touched it last. Corey McNair, the sophomore, coming back in for Coach Williams. Also returning to the game, starting point guard, senior Trey Richardson. So you've got Quentin Adams and Trey Richardson out there for Highland Park. Still see Catrelius Aldridge out of the court. You've got Adrian Drew Gregory and Corey McNair. There's the five. For Atchison, the ball putting it being put in play by Jamar Hernandez. He's on the floor for Atchison with Simon Rowley and Jeter Purdy. You've also got Brendan Martin out there and rounding it out, Eric Smith. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. The lob over to the right side is going to be stolen. Here it comes down the court. The feed over to the left side. The drive into the middle. Trying to look in. They'll bring it off on top. Here's a three. It is launched. It is in and out. No. And the follow up for the rebound is off the mark. Rebound, Atchison. 18 seconds to go. And as Zamar comes down the court, he gets fouled. Hernandez, with a great burst of speed, gets beyond his defender, and Quentin Adams will pick up his first foul tonight. His second foul of the night. It is the fourth foul of the second half for Highland Park. Atchison has committed only two. Very much different than the first half where Atchison got into foul trouble pretty early on. That has led to three fouls apiece on Greenlee and Richards right now, both of whom are out of the game. 7 seconds, 6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Atchison with the basketball, going to have to get a shot away. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they will say Hernandez steps on a sideline. Highland Park will have the ball in play. They'll have to go the length of the court with 1.8 to get a shot away. It's brought in out on top from half court on its way off the mark. We'll go to the fourth quarter in Atchison. I'm out of the floor. Highland Park, 49, Atchison, 31.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We go to the fourth quarter in Highland Park, leading in the ball game by a 49-31 count. They have already gotten four guys at double-figure scoring, as both Trey Richardson and Catrelius Aldridge have 12, 11 for Jacoby Robinson, and hot on their heels, Jameer King Cannon with 10. Coming off the bench, you've got Adrian Drew Gregory with 3 points in the second quarter and 1 point tonight for Quentin Adams. For Atchison, look how even this is. Jamar Hernandez, Ray Bowen, each with 5. Jesse Greenlee, Jace Richards, Simon Rowley, Eric Smith, each with 4. And 2 in the game for Brendan Martin. Looking out on the court, Atchison and Coach Battle has gotten their starting 5 back out of the court. And we are underway in the fourth. Here's the alley-oop with the behind-the-head layup is up and good for Aldridge, and he's got 14. It's a 20-point lead, and the ball is going to be stolen away again. They'll outlet it down the right side. Trying to lob it up. Instead, the jump shot is going to be rejected out of bounds. Nice block underneath by Jamar Hernandez. And now the officials are going to have a little conversation among themselves. They're down to 7.5 minutes to go in the game. The ball will come in for Highland Parks directly behind their goal. So dish it over to the right side. Richardson way out on top to Aldridge. Here's a three from the left. It is perfect. 13 points now for Jameer Kincannon. It is 54-31. The pass down low, slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Quentin Adams. We got a timeout here? Yeah. We're going to take a full timeout, Joseph. Let's do it. We have 7:19 to go in the guys' game. It is all right, Scott's right now. As it's Highland Park 54, Atchison 31.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
All right, Joseph, that's a snappy tune as we come back here to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. The two teams getting set to come out of the court. Just give me an opportunity to remind you, and I'll do this a couple of times here before we get done tonight, that there's more basketball on Cam Radio tomorrow. Not anymore tonight. It's almost 10 o'clock, but tomorrow we're going to have Benedictine College here on Cam Radio. We not only had them Wednesday, we'll have them Saturday. We're going to have every game the rest of the way, all season on Cam Radio, home, away, whatever. Ravens are playing. You're going to get to hear it here on Cam. Tomorrow they've got Grandview. Ladies game at 2, the guys game at 4. We'll be with them in the Nolan. Here's a shot down to the baseline, and as Jeter goes up, he is fouled. So Jeter Purdy will make his way to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the first of the game. Is that right? For Highland Park's Jameer Kincannon. Jameer Kincannon, a senior on this team. The free throw for Jeter. It's right in there. 4 points tonight. Jeter Purdy hit 2-point shot in the opening quarter. Hit one of two free throws in the second. Did not score in the third. So there's his fourth point, and his next free throw will not go in. Rebounding it away is going to be Highland Park. Scott's up the floor with the basketball. We're inside 7 minutes to go now. They'll jump it over to the right side. Kincannon, he's been really good. Now they're just going to pull up for the long baseline three. No good, and the rebound is going to be ripped out of the hands of Jeter Purdy and lost out of bounds off Trey Richardson. Down to 6:50 to go. The ball coming in. Jeter looking, finally gets it in. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. It's going to come back in one more time for Atchison. The Phoenix having a hard time getting it in play. No, we're going to say it's off Atchison. It's going to go back to Highland Park. How about that? So the Scots will put the ball in play. Here's a three off the window. No, and the rebound pulled down by Purdy. Jeter will fly to the other end of the court. Cut to the top of the key. Back away a little bit, dribbling with first the left hand, then the right. Dumps it over to Hernandez. Thought about the 17-footer. Instead goes to Jesse. Jesse on the right side of the lane. Looks across, comes back out on top. Rafe will go three and nail it. Rafe Bowen. His second three of the ball game and his eighth point of the night. Here's a three on the other end, launched and missed. Rebounding it again. It's going to be Jeter Purdy. Jeter brings it up the floor. 6 minutes to go. 54-35. Hernandez cuts right side and goes in and up. The bucket went in. I think they wave it off and indicate the foul occurring prior to the shot. It'll be the second foul tonight for Catralius Aldridge. 54-35. Highland Park out front. Back again, it comes in on top. Here's Rafe with it. Bounces it up to the point. Jace Richards playing it up to the high post. Goes to Jeter, by the way, and three-point shot, nope. Back down the floor. Trey Richardson comes to the top, steps inside the circle. Let's fly the long two. It won't go, but the rebound is a putback and good. Jacoby Robinson, timeout, Scott. Gentlemen, we're down to 5:35 to go in the game here tonight. Break of the action with the score. Highland Park 56, Atchison 35.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Atchison in the home white with red and gold. The black uniforms with white and red for Highland Park. Atchison, a baseball pass, other end. Rafe on the floor, one time in up, can't hit it. No foul called. Rafe getting banged up on the other end of the court. The feet across over to the right side, stepping inside the arc. Jump shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound, Highland Park. Follow shot, nope. Tipped up, nope. Rebound, Atchison. We're going to get a timeout from the officials as Rafe kind of came down on a little bit sideways, but he got back up the floor. Rowley's going to come in for him with 5:17 to play. It'll be Atchison basketball coming into the baseline deep in the backcourt. Rowley will take the inbound. Jeter will bring it up. Passes left side. Zamar. Goes in, goes up, lots of contact, offensive foul called on Hernandez. 5:09 to play. The Highland Park fans packing up the folding chairs, slipping on the jackets, strolling to the exit, pretty comfortable in the success of the Scots here tonight with 5:09 to go, leading it by 21. Here comes Highland Park, up the floor with it. With that 21-point lead and in control of the basketball, they'll dunk over to the right side, dip it into the hands of Catrelius Aldridge. He does a little seesaw business, cuts to the right side, feeds into the middle, and will we have a foul call, or did he step on the baseline? Because he was very, very near it, kind of walking that tightrope. Going to call a foul on Hernandez. So Zamar will pick up the personal foul. Into the game, sophomore Jamon Wilson. For Highland Park. Drawing gets a lot of PT for this team. And the inbound will come in way out on top. Highland Park with the basketball. They'll feed underneath, and a little layup is going to be up and good. Now 58-35. Atchison will go right side. Starting to drive in. It's going to be Purdy. Goes back doors. Zamar goes in and up. Can't get the shot to fall, but it'll draw a foul and come to the free throw line. We're down to 4 minutes and 23 seconds, huh? For Atchison, the good news is that it's apparent that Rafe Bowen was not badly injured that last trip down the floor because he's on the floor up here at the scorer's table ready to come back in, as is for Atchison, Brendan Martin. First free throw's up, but it won't go in. One more shot coming in here for Hernandez. Zamar's going to take his time and look over that second free throw and knock it down. And Zamar comes out, Rafe comes back in with no perceptible limp or damage, which is very good to see. 4:20 left in the game. Down with Wickham Highland. There's the alley-oop underneath. The behind-the-head layup is going to be up and good. So that was a pretty spectacular shot. It is now 60-36 with 4 minutes to play. And we get a foul up topside. It's going to be on Highland's Amari Taylor. .354 to go. At the free throw line, here comes Atchison. Step into the line, Brendan Mark. Brendan's got a couple of points in the game. They came early. Free throw, in and out, no good. So there will not be a bonus shot. Atchison trailing it by 24. Drops back on defense at 3:45 to play. Here's Highland Park with it up top side. You're going to see Amari Taylor with the basketball. And a pass down to the baseline is going to escape and get out of bounds. And now Phoenix fans beginning to migrate toward the exit. It'll be put in play down low for Highland by Jamar Kincannon. Kincannon lobs it up on top. Amari Taylor will handle it there. Atchison's going to go back into that 2-3 zone defense. New man in the ballgame for Highland Park. Big guy, LaShawn McFarland. Here's a little jump shot, 13-footer. It'll be up and good. And that is now 15 points, Jameer Kincannon. Jeter down the right side. Atchison on offense at 3:15 left. And as Rafe tries to force up a shot, he's able to lean in enough to draw the foul. And it's going to be a second one on Amari Taylor. 3:13 to play. Rafe Bowen coming to the line. Rafe is 1 of 2 at the free throw line, has 9 points this evening. The free throw here is good. Another shot coming up for Rafe Bowen for Atchison. And that one is good as well. 62-38. Into the lineup for Atchison. Who we got coming in here? Pulling on the shirt and I can't read the number. Oh, that's Eric. Eric Smith is out there. Atchison trying to steal from behind. Back up the floor. Here flying up the court. Highland Park. They'll take it over to the left wing and now run the offense from side to side around the outside of the three-point line. We're going to get that zone defense. They'll spot up. Baseline three, no good. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by Atchison. Rowley will come up with the basketball. They'll kick it over to Bowen. He will go into the lane, get knocked to the floor, and is it a travel? Yep. Traveling against Rafe Bowen. We're at 2:46 to go. Now, Atchison's going to apply a little full court pressure on the inbound. The officials have stopped the game. They're talking to Atchison administration. I don't know. I think they're working out some details about some matters. Here comes the play up the court. The running layup is going to be up and good. Now 64-38. Atchison back up the floor with it. Rowley takes it across midcourt, swings it over to the right side. Back out on top, it'll come Hernandez. Tries to drive in, finds no room. Beautiful pass as he really threads a needle to get one into Purdy. But Jeter's shot does not fall. However, having been fouled, you're going to find him at the free throw line for a pair of shots. Atchison set to go to the bench. This free throw is up and in. So Jeter hits the first one, and I'm assuming that J.Z. Kelly may be coming in for Jeter because he's still sitting at the scorer's table. That bucket is good, and that's precisely what will happen. So Jeter knocks it down. It is now 64-40. Jay-Z Kelly in the game for Atchison High. AHS is going to press a little bit on the inbound, and we're down to 2 minutes and 15 seconds left. Hannah Park coming to Atchison for the first time as a fellow member of the Metal Arc League. Here's a driving layup underhand. It's going to be up and good. But are we going to wave it off? We are. We're going to say he traveled. Got an extra step in there on that drive down the lane. Atchison coming the other way. 2:10 to go. DeMar has the ball stolen away from him. Now it's on the court. Rolling around. Atchison's going to save it. Now a double team in the backcourt. And they'll kick it over to DeMar. He will come down the floor, go up with a shot, draw a foul. Going to come to the line with a minute 56 to go. 64-40. Foul is going to be on Amari Taylor. And Amari, who did not play a whole bunch tonight, did get his full limit of fouls. And he will foul out of the game here with 1:56 to go and no points for the evening. At the line for Atchison High School, Samar Hernandez. He's got 7 points tonight. Hasn't had a free throw opportunity until this one, and it rims all the way around. It kicks out no good. One more shot coming up for Hernandez. Long, hard look at it. It is rolling out. It wouldn't fall in either. Here comes Highland Park with a minute 50 to go. Park with the basketball. They'll go for a long three. No, long rebound. Tipped again. And big collision down at the baseline. And the ball is going to be out of play. And it is going to be off Highland Park. Atchison gets it back in. Touch last by McFarland. Minute 35 to play. Atchison, up court pass kick, no whistle. Now there's a whistle from the far side. The official right by the ball does not. The official from midcourt on the far side makes the right call. The ball was clearly kicked. The bench for Highland Park comes to its feet, but very wisely, Coach Williams walks down the bench, indicating to everybody, it's okay. Just sit down. It'll be fine. We're down to a minute 26 to go. Atchison with the basketball. Cuts into the middle of the lane. Samara pushes it off on top. And there's the travel. And there it is. We're down to a minute 19 to go. Putting it to play in front of the Atchison bench. Here comes Highland Park. They'll make their way up the floor. Methodically, here comes Jamon Wilson. There's a number change for Jamon from what's originally on the roster. Little 14-footer. No. Rebound is on the floor. Atchison had it, lost it. Rolling around his getaway. It does. It gets out of bounds. It'll be Atchison ball. 55 seconds to play. It comes into the backcourt, and Atchison up the floor. Jay-Z Kelly. The feet down low. The shot. No. Tipped up. Yeah. Jamar coming up with a couple of points. And we're going to take a timeout with Atchison. This one probably Joseph will be the final timeout of the ball game. It occurs here at 44 seconds remaining. And the score, Highland Park 64, Atchison 42.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
34 seconds to play in the ball game this evening, and Atchison trying to get by a 64-42 count. Let's see who's coming in and not coming in for these two teams. Atchison will drop back on defense, and we put in play by Highland Park from the backcourt. They will bring it into Wilson. They'll get it over to midcourt, drive it down over to the left side. They'll cut it into the lane, put the shot up, and it's going to be blocked. Little contact underneath. We get a whistle and a foul against the Phoenix. Fisher's going to walk over to the scorer's table here and get the blocking foul. It's going to be Highland Park coming to the line here. We've got 37 seconds to go. Taking his time, eyeing it up. The first free throw by Prince McMillan. A junior. It's going to be up and good. McMillan hits the bucket. Prince will take his time and look over the second shot. The junior will hit them both. And now we're going to wave it off. There was a lane violation. We're down to 37 seconds to go. Atchison brings the ball up the court. They'll race it down, straight down the lane. The shot goes up, and it's not going to go in. There's going to be a foul on the other end. And at 30 seconds, we're going to have more free throw shots. First foul of the game by LaShawn McFarland. And Atchison stepping up there. It's going to be Eric, and he will hit his first free throw. So Eric Smith knocks that one down. Makes it 64-43. Long look at it. Second one is up. You'll get them both. Look good. Both of those shots. Now Atchison will go to the bench, and let's see, young man coming into the game. That's going to be sophomore Aiden Rebant. So Aiden into the game. Down the floor. Park goes right side, way out above the three-point circle. Loses it for a minute, but is able to pick it up, and here's a layup. It's going to be up and in for the big guy. The crowd loves LaShawn McFarland. So LaShawn will get his first 2 points of the game. Here's a three from top side, way outside for Rowley. 1 second, and there's your horn. Final score tonight here in Atchison, Kansas. Highland Park, 66. Atchison, 47. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to Local High School Basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications post-game show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications post-game show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, back with you here in the Atchison High School Gymnasium as here in the second half of a doubleheader of the guys game, Highland Park. After a game that was pretty close early on, Highland Park comes out and controls as the game goes on, winning it 66-47. Recapping the scoring for you for Highland Park. Tell you what, it was a four-man show tonight. Jamar King Cannon, 15. Catralius Aldridge, 14. Jacoby Robinson, 13, and a dozen for Trey Richardson. Following them, it was 3-2-1. For Atchison, we're going to give a Bank of Atchison player of the game to Rafe Bowen. Rafe did not commit any fouls tonight, ended up leading Atchison, the lone Phoenix player, in double-figure scoring. He had 11. Samar Hernandez and Simon Rowley off the bench, each with 7, half a dozen tonight for Jeter Purdy and Eric Smith III. It was 4 each for Jesse Greenlee and Jace Richards. Couple tonight for Brendan Martin. Opening game tonight, it was also a Highland Park win here in Atchison. Tomorrow on K-Radio, we're going to have Benedictine basketball. We'll be up in the Nolan Gymnasium. And as Benedictine will be hosting Grandview, ladies game at 2, the guys game at 4. Of course, you'll be hearing them all here on K-Radio. I want to thank you for having joined us here tonight. Till tomorrow. Berman Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts here in the AHS Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.